KBBW, I'm Alvis Hill, and I'm joined by Pam Mahundro. She is the Executive Director of the Christian Women's Job Corps here in Waco. Pam, thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you, Alvis, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Give us a little background on the Christian Women's Job Corps.
Okay, Christian Women's Job Corps in Waco has actually been here for 10 years. We are celebrating our 10-year anniversary this year. Christian Women's Job Corps is actually a ministry of the women's group in the Baptist faith. And so in May of 2004, we started the program, just a 7-week program where women came and they learned job skills and life skills. Over the last 10 years, it has grown into us having 2 daytime programs, a nighttime program. Last summer, we started what we call community education, which includes actually doing classes in the McLennan County Jail with the inmates. We also have what we call our journey partner part of the program, and a lot of women can't attend the classes that we have, and so they are matched with what we call a journey partner, which is basically a mentor who walks with them one-on-one.
What kind of training do these ladies receive?
When they come for their initial interview, the first thing we determine is whether they have a GED or not. If they do not have a GED, then they will go into what we call our education program. We have partnered with MCC, and they have provided a GED teacher for us. And so these women come Monday through Thursday, 9 to 1. They do Bible study first thing in the morning, and then they work on their GED for 3 hours. We also have a lot of retired teachers who come in and volunteer for us in the GED part. If a woman does have her GED, then she goes into what we call our career track. And in that track, again, we teach Bible study. Bible study is the most important thing we teach. I mean, our number one goal is for these ladies to come to know Jesus. And if they already know Jesus, to really grow in that daily walk with him. What's taught in the Bible is a part of all our curriculum. But we teach that. We teach a class called Boundaries because what we've learned is a lot of these women are where they are because they don't know how to set boundaries in their lives. It's also combined with something, a book that we call Safe People by Henry Cloud and John Townsend.
Oh, certainly. Some of our New Life Live speakers.
Exactly. But in the career track, we also teach communication, teaching them to better communicate, not only verbally, but written. We work on money management. We have professionals who will come in and do mock interviews with them. And then, of course, we teach computers.
We're visiting with Pam Mahundro with the Christian Women's Job Corps here in Waco. Pam, how can our listeners help?
Our Journey Partner Program is probably where our most need is right now. Becky Ellison is our associate director, and Becky is actually a licensed social worker. And so she does a really good training. And so the Journey Partner walks with that lady and just is her friend and acts as a support for her and an accountability person. But she gets lots of training to do that.
You have a big event coming up on October the 7th.
We've been doing Baskets of Hope now for 8 years. It is a fun evening. It's a dinner and silent auction. We will have baskets. We have assorted baskets, anything from a spa retreat to a year's worth of free oil change and get your car detailed. So it's a fun evening. You come and you eat and you visit with your friends and you shop for baskets. And we have drawing items every year. We have some awesome drawing items this year. And then we do a short program. We will have a lot of our graduates there that evening, and they serve as hostesses along with our board of directors. And so it gives people who come an opportunity to put a face with who they're helping. And then 3 of them will actually share their story. And we have another grad who has an amazing voice, and so she will share her testimony pretty much through song. So it's a fun evening. Starts at 6:30. We're usually done between 8:30 and 9.
Okay, so where can our listeners go for more information about the Baskets of Hope Banquet or the Christian Women's Job Corps?
Okay, telephone number would be 254-757-0416 or visit our website at cwjcwaco.org.
Pam Mahundro with the Christian Women's Job Corps. Thanks so much for coming by.
Oh, thank you.
Once again, the Baskets of Hope event coming up on Tuesday, October the 7th at 6:30 p.m. If you'd be interested in attending this fundraising event and supporting the Christian Women's Job Corps, we have a limited number of tickets available here at the station. If you want to give me a call at 757-1010, I have some tickets I can make available so you can attend the Baskets of Hope event.